I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, dogs? Time for another 25th anniversary podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we look back some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. Podcasts come out Thursday morning after the morning show. And today, we look back at, I don't know if it's a highlight of a career because it was only a couple minutes, but it was an interview with Tiger Woods. Now, only two of the Junkies, EB and Jason, were there to do it, but I know you were amped up to talk to Tiger.
I was very nervous. I know.
Well,
I remember I was nervous.
There's a lot of backstory to it. Remember, this is back in the era. We can't remember the exact date. It was like 2010, 11, 12, something like that.
I think
that.
It was 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because that's when the
Quicken
Loans kind of moved around courses, but it was at Congressional.
It was in the early of the teen years.
Yes.
And it was just a few years after the accident and where the career started to go crazy.
The tabloid stuff.
Yeah. And so they were very protective of his image, more so than ever.
Right, you couldn't ask about Rachel Yucatel.
Yeah, and we wouldn't do that. First of all, we're golf geeks, and sure, we did
But he doesn't know that.
Yeah, right, of course. And his people don't know that. And we're like the shock jocks. So I don't blame them, but we were there, and we were excited to ask a few questions. And if you've ever seen Tiger before and sort of the way he treats the media, you know, he's an intimidating kind of guy, doesn't let you in. And
Doesn't smile.
He doesn't particularly love it. And I don't blame him. But I don't get intimidated very often. But A, we were interviewing a guy that, listen, I don't particularly like the guy personally, but I'm a huge fan of his as an athlete.
And he's one of those guys, I'm guessing, because I wasn't there, but there have been two or three people in our 25 years of radio that just kind of walked into a room and had a commanding presence. Muhammad Ali, when we saw walk in at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think Magic Johnson, when he joined us in studio. And Cal Ripken, to an extent.
He's one of the most recognizable people in the world.
Yeah.
And so he walks in, hushed tones. Their PR people, they're nervous because we're shock jocks in their minds.
Right. With the Junkies.
That we're going to ask him about, you know, the chicks and all this stuff. And we're like, look, we're not. And we have to stand in line, right? All the local media gets, you get 3 minutes or 2 minutes, whatever it is.
It's a clock.
So Jason and I each have, one question each we can ask. He's drinking coffee or something.
I think he had something else in there.
Yeah, he might have.
Irish coffee.
He was wearing a suit. He was very quiet. People are talking in hushed tones because the guy's effing intimidating. And I remember Jason asked some question.
Sorry, I missed it.
I don't remember, but you'll hear it on the podcast.
I was so proud because I asked him. I was jocking him.
You went viral.
I kissed his ass. But I was
talked about a swing or something like that.
Shortly after Tom Watson had almost won the British in 59.
Oh, that's right. The age question.
And does that give you hope and excitement that, hey, man, I could chase this record for years, an older person can compete and win in certain tracks.
Right.
For a
like
long
Phil
time.
Did at 50.
I think I asked him about his schedule, like how he projected the rest of the schedule for the
year. You didn't ask him how much money he had?
No, we kind of know.
He's got to talk.
But anyway, it wasn't thrilled to interview Tiger because he is, arguably maybe the greatest athlete of our era. I mean, you know, one of the most recognizable people in the world. But it was very, very intimidating.
All right. So here's EB and Bish Bucks with Tiger Woods from years ago.
Tiger, when you're standing over the ball and you're swinging the club down in Florida, how do you feel hitting it now as compared to Bay Hill?
I'm actually hitting more solid, and that's the fun part, is that my compression's better, my trajectory's better. Things that we've been working on are starting to come together.
And then what about the confidence level as compared to where you were at Augusta?
It's growing. It's growing because we had we figured out some things that happened. I fell back into my old motor patterns again at Augusta, how to shape shots. And, you know, I've gone through that before and just kind of fight through it.
Tiger, you're number three in total driving this year. Mm-hmm. I think that's the highest you've been since like 2000. Mm-hmm. Is that another indicator to you, beyond the win at Bay Hill, that you're on the right path?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I'm proud of. I'm becoming more efficient. And, you know, my all-around stats are certainly a lot better than they have been in years. And, you know, that's something that we're proud of. I've been close. And just got to keep working, got to keep working, got to keep getting more efficient at what we're doing.
You know, you alluded earlier to Tom almost winning at 59 at the British Open. We've had this argument on the air many, many times. I believe you or somebody in your condition can win well into their 50s. Mm-hmm. If things factor in, do you agree with that sentiment?
Absolutely. 100% agree with that. And it just has to be on the right golf course. It can't be, if you're, you know, at that age, it can't, well, by the time I'm that age, it'll be some golf course that's over 8,000 yards. And it's probably not going to be at one of those. It's probably going to be at a shorter golf course like you would find at a British Open. And, you know, Tom got a Turnberry. It was like the perfect open because it was howling. It was a golf course he had won on. He knew how to play, and it was playing very, very quick. So Tom turns the ball over and runs it out there. So you certainly can see a certain player playing into their 50s and being successful at a, you know, on a certain venue. Can't do it at all venues, there's no doubt. Mm-hmm. Some ballparks are just too big.
Last question from me. Explain the thought process of increasing the your tour schedule to Greenbrier and maybe beyond that.
Well, I'm just playing more events. You know, that's one of the things I said I was going to do. And, you know, something I'm excited to do. I'm excited to play, you know, new events. This year I added the Honda Classic and now Greenbrier. Last year I played in the Fry's. So I'm trying to play different places.
Are there events beyond Greenbrier that you're going to play that you haven't played before?
I don't know yet. Hopefully, if I make the playoffs, then obviously Crookstick would be one of them.
All right. Thank you, Tiger. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
And there we have it. A seminal moment on the Junkies. You interviewed Tiger. We've now been to the woods, by the way, four or five times.
Yep. I've never been.
I've been.
I've only been once, and
well,
I will say.
Go. You always go to the casino.
It was pretty nice.
You hang out with Dave Richard.
When I can see flops.
The one thing I do remember, this will be my last point about this, but the one thing that I remember about that interview is Tiger always looks bigger on TV, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's jacked, but he just looks taller on TV.
He has a tiny waist.
I was 12 inches taller than him.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he was tiny compared to me.
You would pummel him.
Oh, yeah. But
I was wider than him, but we were about the same height. But he's got a tiny little waist.
Right.
And then we remember seeing him chipping balls. I don't know if that was the same year or another year. We were out at Congressional on one of the spots, and he was chipping balls doing his PR because he wasn't playing because he was hurt,
right.
Shocker. And he built like, you know, like a stud.
He's definitely stacked.
But he's got a tiny little waist and broad shoulders.
Yep. Little bird legs.
Yeah, he's got real bird,
little bird legs.
Thin calves.
But his clothes are obviously fitted to him. And he looks silly.
He's got
in
calves
his
like a 6-year-old.
Hey, look, though, it'll always be on the Junkies resume. And it was just two of the Junkies. But Cakes and I will say we were part of it because we're part of the Junkies.
Right.
We have interviewed Tiger Woods.
Correct.
It may have only lasted 2 minutes and 56 seconds or whatever it was.
No, but we got.
But
we interviewed
Tiger Woods. Podcasts every week. Brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. Thanks for listening, donks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.